This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
I saw Dilotti tweeted today. I followed David Dilotti on Twitter. And I saw him say, we need to start the movement to get Alex Bregman into the major leagues already. And, you know, he said, if we don't do that, we've got to get a bat. And we talked about this before. I honestly think, and he said, put A.J. Reed and Evan Gattis into a platoon role at DH. But in my opinion, if the right deal is there and you can get an established player for Alex Bregman, I think you make that move.
Yeah,
and whether
it be a bat,
whether it be a bat like Carlos Gonzalez, who asked to be traded today apparently, or Ryan Braun, or if you can get, and obviously I said this last year, if you could get a guy like Chris Sale, I would have thrown every prospect the Astros had at him. But if you have a chance to get a guy like that, I think you do it. The White Sox unfortunately started out a little better than we would have expected this year, so they're not all the way out of it yet, but I think they will
be. And that's one of the, I mean, the positives to the wild card is that you have more teams involved. The negatives is you have more teams involved, and so
that aren't willing to trade off their
exactly
their players.
Exactly. But the thing is, I think Mike Fiers has not pitched well lately. That's something that's might start becoming a little bit of a concern. But you know what? You still got Feldman hanging around there as your swing guy, and when he's healthy, I mean, the guy's been able to eat up innings. So
right.
I don't mind if you have to make that switch. I'd love to get
I'm saying if you can get a number one. If you can get Chris Sale, Alex Bregman is a nice prospect, and he looks good in AAA, but remember, so did Brett Wallace, and so did John Singleton.
Yeah, and I know. Everybody loves him because we got a bunch of LSU fans, and this guy's going to be great.
Yeah, but if you can get Chris Sale, a guy who you can pitch in a wild card game, or pitch twice in a seven-game series, you've got to do that. You've got to. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
And I think he's under team control.
He's under a couple of years.
Very
team-friendly contract,
but
which is why you'd have to give up somebody like Bregman to get him.
Right, right. But I would do that, certainly, because, I mean, that's why you have prospects. You know, I mean, prospects are still prospects until they actually get there and do something. Now, I think the more important thing to get is going to be an arm as opposed to a bat. If you can get one of those big bats, great. I'd love to see that. But if you do decide you're going to bring this kid up, there's a lot of things. I think you can move, you know, you can move Valbuena to first and put A.J. Reed as a DH and, you know, quit trotting Evan Gattis out there. Just let him be your catcher, your, you know, platoon with Castro. Because I don't like both those guys in the lineup at the same time.
No. So, I feel like, honestly, Jason Castro should be the backup catcher and Evan Gattis should be the starting catcher.
I'd be okay with that, but make those your catchers. And, you know, that way, if you want to try to get the kid to bat in the lineup, you can do it. And if he doesn't work out, you can go back to what you got. But and you know, maybe now is the time to actually think about it because you have some time before the trade deadline and see if he can come up and be effective.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.